With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Cayman Islands National Weather Service warns the 2026 wet season is likely to be much drier and hotter than usual. In an update this week, the service said rainfall from June through November is expected to be more than 70% below average, while temperatures are likely to stay above average. Forecasters link the outlook to El Niño conditions, which are associated with below average rainfall, above average temperatures, and less tropical cyclone activity across the Atlantic basin. The same update says the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season is predicted to have below average activity, with slightly fewer tropical cyclones expected this year. The National Weather Service urges the public to stay prepared and follow its severe weather updates. In other news, the government is looking to expand its poultry services. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
The Department of Agriculture has issued a request for quotations looking for vendors that are capable of the supply and delivery of a containerized poultry abattoir, cold storage, cold delivery, and packaging facility. It will be located at the Department of Agriculture's site off Agricola Drive in Lower Valley. The successful bidder will need to deliver an abattoir that should be set up as a, quote, plug-and-play design with minimal on-site installation with connections to on-site power, high-pressure potable water, and a wastewater treatment system. I'm Carsley Fuller.
The tender closes on June 10th, and you can learn more by heading to Government's Bonfire Hub procurement website. Finally, from the court, Krishna Rankin has entered a not guilty plea to charges of wounding with intent and unlawful wounding. The charges relate to an alleged incident involving a woman in Baden Town in November 2023. Mr. Rankin is also facing similar charges in connection with a separate incident involving a man in August 2025. He is scheduled to stand trial on the 15th of June with a case management conference set for the 28th of May ahead of proceedings. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. A hospital treating Ebola patients in Congo has been set on fire by a mob trying to retrieve the body of someone infected. At least six patients have escaped, including three known to have Ebola. American border authorities have ordered an Air France flight to divert to Canada because a person from the DRC hit by Ebola was allowed to board. The US is restricting entry for non-nationals who've been in the DRC, South Sudan or Uganda in the past 3 weeks. Deported activists from a Gaza aid flotilla raided by Israeli forces in international waters have recounted stories of abuse in an Israeli prison. One of the more than 400 campaigners said he witnessed three Israeli soldiers beating up a woman. Several countries have summoned their Israeli ambassadors in protest. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Cuba has accepted an offer of $100 million in aid from the United States. But he said Washington was only prepared to donate this through the church or other humanitarian organization. On Wednesday, Mr. Rubio insisted Cuba's economic crisis was not linked to an ongoing US blockade. A Paris appeals court has found Air France and Airbus guilty of corporate manslaughter over a plane crash in 2009. The airliner came down in the Atlantic on a flight to Rio de Janeiro, killing everyone on board. A Turkish court has ordered the suspension of the current leader of the main opposition party, Özgür Özel. The CHP has faced numerous accusations it says are politically motivated. Japanese authorities have arrested a man accused of a drunken joyride around Tokyo in a fake undercover police car in December. Police say the car was altered by his friend, complete with a red flashing light and blaring sirens. That's the latest BBC News.